attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. This is a preliminary agenda and is subject to change. I'm calling the meeting to order. We stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I believe it's
right there.
Wow. Amazing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm sorry for the delay. We had a scheduling error. It was booked twice. Where would you like to plug it in? I mean, where would you like the TV?
We can.
So I'll go ahead and make a ask for a motion to approve the agenda. Can Mary hear what I'm saying?
Hang on a second.
She should.
One moment, please.
We're unmuted. And
okay.
I don't see that there's any reason she shouldn't be able to.
So would you like to
make make a motion to approve the agenda as written. I'd be happy to do that.
Is that you? Good.
Is Mary on? I don't see her.
She was driving.
Okay, so I will go ahead and second that.
Okay, great.
Is there any discussion? Oh,
no.
Never mind. All in favor?
Aye.
So public comment. Mark, I see a public here. Mark, do you have something you would like to talk to us about?
Sure.
Okay, public comment.
CBC, Citizens Beautification Committee hat on, I'd like to request a little help from the port to move the bracket that has the hanger arms on the pole that's at the corner of Washington and 104 by Sourdough Willie's. That hanger is way up there and can't be watered by the guys with the watering
can. Okay.
Okay.
And I do it myself, but I'm a little laid up and we need one of your young guys and a big ladder. It's one of these things where it's a collar that slips on. And we'll unbolt it, slide it down, tighten it back up.
Yeah.
May have to turn it a little bit to make sure we're not interfering with some informational signs on the post.
Right. All right.
So that's from that. And speaking of 104, putting on my, what I think Historical Society hat, people keep referring to when we realign 104, that we will return Main Street to the community. 104, as it goes through the urban village, is generally being called Main Street. And that's what we call the entrance there in Edmonds and so many places, Main Street. We already have a Main Street. Originally, that street was Central.
Oh, yeah.
Then we built a new Central. Anyway, we got to be more creative and appreciate if you, as you see these different planning documents and participate in these things, mm-hmm. and keep in mind that we need something other than Main Street to name that section of 104 that's going to be returned
mm-hmm.
to the community.
Mm-hmm. Just that downtown block.
That downtown block.
Okay.
All right. And speaking of the 104 realignment, putting on my trails hat, we'd very much like to get a better entrance and signage to North Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Can North Beach ever be like the little park over beside the Edmonds Ferry? Well, right now, of course, the entrance is halfway down the ferry parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Half our community doesn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a, when they put in the new toll booth and stuff, that's an ideal time to say, hey, how are we going to have a crossing there? What are we going to do to get pedestrians cross free? Can we have an entrance that's outside the holding lot?
Right.
That's going to be tilting at a windmill, I'm sure. But North Beach should become a place that's better known and more attractive and easier to get to and all that stuff.
Right.
All right.
Great.
And then I've got a little rotary issue, and I've asked Steve to get us together a meeting so we can decide about how the bar is going to be made mobile and who's going to mobilize it. So look forward to getting together with the commissioner and
yep.
and one of the, maybe it's TJ
or Tori, maybe,
or
yeah.
One,
yep.
The people who's actually going to make it happen.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the world from my perspective.
Thank you, Mark.
Excellent.
Very
thank you.
Good, constructive things to work on, right?
Mm-hmm. What's your last name, Mark?
Libby.
Libby. Okay, you're Mark. Okay, I'm trying to get to know base bases.
He's the trails guy.
Trails guy.
Yep. Right. If you want to know anything about trails, ask him.
Okay.
Yep.
This weekend our trail party is out at Egg Lawn, which is still DNR property. Still haven't got it transferred to the county.
Thank you for making that announcement, too. So is Mary on?
I don't
see her.
She's there, but she's not on camera.
Oh, okay. Can we hear her, or?
Can she hear us?
Can she hear us?
She's muted.
Is that the wing deck one?
Yeah, she's the only one on. She's sitting in her car.
Called Wing Tech. It's upper right.
Okay, but she hasn't responded at all?
She can hear us.
Mary, can you hear us? Can you respond or put your camera? There we go.
Okay.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Can you say something so we can see if we can hear you?
Okay. No.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to the consent agenda. These matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. This is to approve the May 22nd, 2024 regular meeting minutes and approve the May 2024 warrants in the amount of $87,842.95 and the EFT payments of $163,663.30. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I so move. We approve this item 5 consent agenda.
And I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll move on to action items. Any abstains?
No abstentions.
Abstentions, thank you. Abstentions. No? Okay. Action items. First one is A, approve resolution number 2024-6-2001 to purchase replacement floats. Greg?
So this is about the sail float. So in 2022, the port was awarded an RCO grant for purchase of floats for the marina. Included in this project, but not under the grant, was replacement of the sail floats. Because of mitigation costs projected for this project and other issues, the project added another 200 lineal feet of floats, but that project was abandoned in 2024. The sail float, however, is still in play. So that's what this is about. The sail float is a combination of 15 floats, float components linked together, each is 6 by 20 feet. The sail float was and is considered repair and replacement, and under state and local rules is allowed under shoreline rules, exempt from SEPA rules, and covered under the port's HPA hydraulic project approval, which is managed by the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. In pursuit of purchasing these floats, port staff learned that the Port of Friday Harbor was manufacturing floats and could provide them at a considerably less cost than those of the private sector. This led to an interlocal agreement between the two ports to allow the purchase without a design or bid process. Despite the abandonment of the larger float project, there is still a need to replace the sail float. So commission approval is necessary because the project is beyond the cost in the current capital budget. The sail float cost is estimated at $165,500 all in.
Mm-hmm.
So port staff is requesting approval to purchase these floats and install them.
So do you know a timeline yet?
The Port of Friday Harbor thought they could have them to us by the end of the year. We end up kind of getting further behind because they had their own needs in production, and they also are fabricating floats for Port of Port Angeles and also maybe even Port of Port Townsend. So it'll be by the end of the year, we expect. So it's not when we hope to get it, but probably by the end of the year, we should have them done.
Well, this is exciting.
Oh, that's great. Really cool.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. But we were originally going to roll this into the 200 lineal feet of additional guest moorage.
Right.
And then purchase all the floats together.
Yeah.
It didn't really change the cost per, you know, on a per square foot or on a float basis,
right.
But we were going to try to secure everything, and then we finally gave up after the mitigation costs were just prohibitively expensive from NIMS. So coming back to you to just get the sail float and get her done.
Right.
Yep.
Excellent.
So I'll take a motion.
I move that we approve resolution 2024-06-20-01 for resolution to purchase replacement floats.
And I'll give the second. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
So we will move on now to second action item, resolution number 2024-06-2002 to purchase replacement dock sections.
So this is the Hill House dock comprised of floats. Again, in the 1990s, the Hill House property had a dock floats extending about 164 feet into Apple Tree Cove. The plan is to replace this deteriorated structure with new floats. The restoration of 164 lineal feet will cost approximately $90,000. The replacement of these floats is considered repair and replacement, as with the sail floats. Commission approval is necessary because the project is beyond the costs identified in the capital budget. I do want to just make mention that I want to thank both Tori Grant, maintenance manager, and Mark Horton for all their work on doing the research and to really dive deep into and getting a really good quality product. I mean, the intent with these floats is that these are going to be have a long life, and they're going to be something that we can service ourselves, hopefully, to keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a really good job. And I also want to thank really the people up at Friday Harbor, starting with Todd Nicholson, the executive director, because they were really inviting, and they showed us what they were doing up there and how they manufacture them, and they do a super great job of it. And they actually lowered their price to us after we went back to them, and they said, because our costs went down, your costs go down. So I just want to tip my hat and really recognize how great they've been to work with, including the staff up there too, because they're the ones in engineering this stuff. And we're learning from some of their failures and successes.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just want to make sure I thank them.
I appreciate you and staff's, I mean, this has taken a while. And nothing happens quickly. And I appreciate the fact that you've stuck with it and recognized, you know, I mean, we knew all along that this is something that needed to happen, and that it's, for safety's sake, it's a great thing. It's a great thing to replace those floats on that dock.
It should improve public access.
Right.
You know, it would be great if it was dredged and it was a little deeper, you know, so for boat access,
yep,
or for kayak and things, but it still will improve access for people, and then we'll look at what we're going to do on the up ones as well over time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's important.
Well, I'll make a motion then to approve resolution number 2024 2022-06-20-02 for resolution to purchase replacement dock sections.
And I will second that motion. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions? Hearing none, we'll move on to resolution number 2024-06-20-03 to approve contract for design and engineering for fire suppression system.
Okay. So the port operates the Kingston Marina consisting of just over 300 slips and six docks. Docks are A, B, C, D, E, and G. Currently, there is water supply to the four locations at the following docks. A and B is one location, C, D, and E. So we have the guest dock is remaining. In 2022, the Kitsap Fire Marshal issued a notice of violation to the port. In the report, the Fire Marshal cited the Uniform Fire Code, Section 905.3.7, where marinas must meet the conditions under Chapter 36. The port staff have attempted to convey to the Fire Marshal that it was understood that by providing free moorage for the North Kitsap Fire District fire boat, that this was adequate fire protection for the marina. And I think it was understood at that time it was. The Fire Marshal has insisted that regardless, the requirement stands. In response, the port has received two quotes for design of such a system. At this time, a proposal from FSI Engineers represents the most qualified firm for the work. Estimated cost for the design is $60,000. Construction costs range from $300,000 to $600,000, depending on the projects used for comparison. A refined estimate will come from this design effort. There is a plan to submit a grant application to RCO through the BIG program, which is an acronym for Boating Infrastructure Grant Program, mm-hmm. for a portion of the construction fund allocated to the guest dock. The remainder of the project will likely be phased in some manner, depending on availability of funds. Staff is requesting approval for funding of the design of the fire suppression system.
Another thing that we knew was coming.
Yeah. Well, this is something, you know,
it's good.
In relation to safety and things that, mm-hmm. you know, I pointed out.
Yeah.
Well, with that in mind, I'd like mm-hmm. to propose that we approve resolution number 2024-06-20-03 for approval of contract for design and engineering of a fire suppression system for the marina with FSI Engineers.
And I will second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions? Hearing none, I will thank Greg again. I know this was another thing long in coming.
Well, and thanks. I want to thank Mark Horton, and we, you know, put a lot of time and effort actually into trying to conduct our due diligence. And we went over and toured Port of Paulsbo, and we talked to Port of Bremerton. They've both gone through this. There's just no easy way. There's no shortcuts. You know, it just is what it is. So, but I want to thank Mark, especially his expertise in terms of help navigating this, get us to this point.
It's been long time.
Yeah.
But like we said, everything happens.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Mm-hmm. But it happens.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So we'll move on to resolution number, excuse me, not number, letter D. Approve resolution number 2024-06-20-04 to approve funding for the 4th of July celebration to promote tourism.
Excellent.
Steve?
Well, I'll chat about this a little bit. We've had some conversations with the 4th of July committee, and Greg's done a lot of work with this particular group. You know, essentially, this is part of what we have typically contributed in the past in relation to the 4th of July aside from, you know, the significant staff expenditures that we've done before as well, but in this particular case, this ask makes sense, you know. There is a significant shortfall in the funding this year, and it just makes sense that this is quite a boon to tourism in the town, definitely. And so this particular ask makes sense. And so we had talked about bringing this forth, and thank you, staff, for putting this in the agenda as well. I really appreciate that. I'll go ahead and read it. Whereas the Port of Kingston promotes tourism to encourage economic development. Whereas the 4th of July Celebration Committee has experienced increased costs to host fireworks display, and the 4th of July Celebration is a critical event to promote tourism and attract business to Kingston and the port. Therefore, be it resolved by the commissioners for the Port of Kingston, hereby grants authority to the executive director to contribute $10,000 to the 4th of July celebration to promote tourism and economic development. Therefore passed by the Board of Commissioners for the Port of Kingston here at this meeting, 20th day of June, 2024, first day of summer.
Yeah, I appreciate you, you know, bringing this to us, Greg, and letting us know. We are about tourism, and we really are encouraging tourism, and it's a huge event in Kingston. It brings so many people to our little town, and yes.
I think it's the largest event we have.
It is.
By far, really. Yeah. And Tory Grant, I want to recognize Tory again for his work, because he's represented us on the fourth committee for the most part, and done a lot of the, you know, all the operational stuff to keep it organized, and work with Dana Goodfellow. Mm-hmm. And we want to, and I also want to thank Tony Clark and Dave Wetter, actually, for all his years and years and years. He's not on the committee this year for the first time in 21 years, I
decades,
think it is.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You know, there's a lot of people who've done an awful lot of groundwork for so long, and then even this year with their own staff, with Tori doing such a good job.
Yeah.
Done a super job communicating and making sure that we're crossing the T's, dotting the I's, so it's successful.
Yeah, excellent.
Really good job.
So I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'd move that we approve resolution number 2024-06-20-04, resolution to approve funding for the 4th of July celebration to promote tourism in the amount of $10,000.
And I'll second that.
Very good.
Any further discussion?
No.
Any abstentions? So we'll move on to discussion items.
Oh. We need to vote on it.
Oh, all in favor?
All in favor. Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now any abstentions? Thank you. Discussion items. That's why you're here.
I tell you.
Thank you.
No worries.
Do we have any discussion items? I don't see any. No? Okay. So, financial report. Audra?
We do not have the financials available.
Okay.
Because of the conversion we're working
through. Oh, right. Yeah.
So,
I know that was pretty
we'll
time consuming.
We'll have both May and June next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
For July. We're still planning on having that ready.
I'm just kind of curious now that we've mentioned no discussion items, but how has the conversion gone to the system?
It's for the most part, well.
Yeah.
We're working through some issues between the integration between the accounting and the marina software.
Right.
But the accounting software is phenomenal. So we're able to, any fixes we need, for example, taxes, since we're Washington State, we have leasehold and sales tax.
Yep.
The marina software, they're trying to work out how to do dual taxes for one customer.
All right,
Sage
right.
allows it, so we're able to push push invoices out to the marina software.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's a little more on our side, but yeah. it's much, so much better.
Yeah.
We're going through some issues. We still meet with the Marina Go support team.
Mm-hmm.
On a regular basis. Stacy has been phenomenal, her mind, the way she's able to determine like the programming side of things to make them talk, you know, the AI part to
yeah,
talk.
Yeah.
So she's been working really closely with John at Marina Go, and we're like a beta for them for mm-hmm. for in the past. Marina Go has been mainly working with QuickBooks. Online QuickBooks, and so we're one of the first to do Sage Intacct,
mm-hmm.
and so it's a lot of lessons learned. It's a lot of things that we're just working through. But we're supporting the operations folks, and with TJ coming on board, mm-hmm. you know, getting our procedures together and those kinds of things. So it just takes a little bit more time to go through on the reconciliations and just make sure things tied up. So
yeah,
it's going.
So we'd expect in discussion about modifications of procedures and
yep.
things like
yes.
that here
yeah.
for us, right?
Yeah, what we haven't, what we're excited to do, and that's kind of the part TJ's coming in on, mm-hmm. is the user experience, not, you know, for customers and for staff,
mm-hmm.
Being able to automate a lot of things. Since he's not familiar with it, he came on, you know, after we went live, he's kind of getting up to speed and wants to know what the system can do so that when we move forward, he knows that it can handle those kinds of,
right.
You know, those kinds of things, like the wait list, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, allowing the customer to put in their reservation online directly through the system. So there's just a lot of cool stuff that it can do, but we just got to get over the initial.
So there's also the marina software. So like
yeah.
Chris started documenting, like she's got a whole litany of processes and procedures for mm-hmm. the marina software. So getting that rolled out, but that software is a little bit different than the software we had before, and the interface between that and the old software, which is also produced by Scribble,
mm-hmm.
between Scribble and when we had QuickBooks,
yeah, remember that.
Is a little different versus Sage and Marina Go, even mm-hmm. though it's, so it'll be a really great, you know, result in the end, but it's very painstaking and there's an awful lot and some things that Marina Go might be able to do, or you might have to depend on Sage, and then that transfers a whole workload to different people internally
yeah.
that we have to work through. But unlike Chris, it's been everybody's worked up, done a lot.
The
whole team's done an incredible job. Mm-hmm. And considering you have two software rollouts, but they have to integrate. So
integrating them is...
So it's a little bit painstaking, but good job, and Chris did awesome. In fact, I was trying to review all of it. She wrote up a whole bunch of procedures for the Marina Go, so in order for them to be able to walk through the software, and then understanding what's happening if you do have an anomaly or something that doesn't reconcile, troubleshooting it. It's not so easy. Good job.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it's great to watch it, because I haven't been really, I'm not doing that hands-on stuff at all, but you've done a really good job. I know it's really hard because I have rolled out software and it's no easy task.
Yeah.
But we will, but you know, that has to be accurate or they're not going to use a dart
clearly
for financial. So, but I think we're doing pretty well,
mm-hmm.
But we'll see how well we do.
It would be nice to, at the next meeting, get another update
mm-hmm.
as we progress with this, because mm-hmm. it seems like right now that there's been a lot of, we got to, you know, a lot of painstaking things going on, but yet encouraging mm-hmm. that it will eventually get to the point where, you know.
Well, and we've been focusing more on anything that is, would impact customers, you know, the front side. So the accounting stuff we kind of put on the, you know, kind of the back burner, which is why we're, you know, kind of edging up now. But, you know, we want to make sure that all the, you know, the payments and those kind of things
mm-hmm.
are working. So that's mm-hmm. been our focus.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Start with the customer, kind of work back from there.
Yep.
And so they don't have a bad experience as far. have as good an experience as possible.
Yeah, and we have quite a few customers that chose the ACH, which is nice.
That's a great savings for us as well.
Yeah, it's a huge savings. And it's been a little bit of a challenge for front office staff because they don't, lag time and seeing that payment clear is a little bit longer than our credit card.
Okay.
But it's safer and, you know, as far as fraud and those kind of things go, and it's
cost less.
Yeah, it's much, much less as far as cost goes. So just, you know, getting used to that and letting the customers know, you know, sometimes you don't see it right away.
Yeah.
Because it takes, you know, some time to get approved. It goes to the central bank and that kind of thing. So, but it's been really positive as far as that goes.
Great.
Yeah, I'm excited about that for sure.
Very cool.
What percentage?
I think we're only down to like 10 people that have not contacted us with current information. Because that's been a real challenge, just getting those last few to update their payment information. But I think Rose said that we're down to about 10. And last week or the week before, we were at 100. So.
Very cool.
Kind of divided and conquered and started calling and reaching out again and just having them call an update. So.
Yep.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So any further discussion items? Okay, we'll move on to commissioner reports. Is Mary able to hear us at all?
Yeah,
she's able
still
to respond?
On, but she said she checked out because she wasn't able to get it to work, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So we'll hear an update from her next time. Steve?
I do not really have a report at this time. I, you know, other than the discussions I've had remotely while in Europe, so. But I don't have anything for us.
Okay. So I went to KCAC.
Thank you.
I went, I should have called Greg and said, hey, what kind of update would you like me to give? Because as I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm going to take notes. And then they turn to me and go, Laura, could you give an update for the port? And I went, so needless to say, there was no update from the port.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that being said, I took some notes. So talking about Tori Brazidas, the county administrator.
Yes.
Fun fact, she went to high school with my oldest son. So it's kind of, I can't wait to see her. I can't wait till she comes.
She's a really nice lady.
Oh, she's, oh yeah, Heather Carroll's
lives
daughter.
Lives in Hansville.
Yeah, she's Heather Carroll's daughter. So and they were talking about Discover Kingston is in early October.
Mm-hmm.
There's no July KCAC meeting. And KCAC is August. Is there meal that they're in charge of?
Mm-hmm.
Interact Club will be painting a mural at the high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think they've already started that, if I remember right. Yeah, because I saw an update on that. They were talking about the, what's that housing project up there? The Steps to Nowhere, Christine Rolls,
Seaside.
That it's sold to a company called MTT.
Oh, MTT.
And the sale will be complete this summer. So hopefully we'll see some progress now that the sale is complete, that they will finish, I'm hoping. The Salmon Derby is September 21st. Rotary, I heard, put out 22,000 in academic and trade scholarships. That was fabulous.
Wow.
I was so impressed with that.
Yeah.
They were talking about, too, changing their meeting schedule, that they were going to do the first and third, is it Wednesday?
Yeah. We've had an evening club for business people who can't make the noon meeting. So now we're trying to integrate the two. So half our meetings will be noon meetings and half our meetings will be evening meetings. So it's like you say, the first and third are noon, second, fourth, and evening.
Yes.
And then there's the wild card.
The fifth week.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a potluck somewhere or go to a restaurant or something
crazy. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that. I wrote it down, but yet, you know, it doesn't always make sense when you're reading it back. So, but thank you for that. That's, so their schedule is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And August 8th is Pie in the Park, and there was North Kitsap Legrandeur was talking, and the one thing that I really appreciate, one of the things that is signing up for Kitsap Alert, which will give you alerts, which is really good. It's through DEM. He was talking about also the emergency kits, building them for not just your car, but also your office, that you should have emergency kits available, which I never even thought about putting one in my office, but that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I have one in the car. And the other thing is getting to know your neighbors, that you should be in your neighborhood, know what, not just getting to know them, but know what resources you have available in your neighborhood with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a doctor? Do you have someone that has a huge garden? Do you have, so that, you know, if something goes haywire, that we have resources that are close to us that we can use, and we can also help them.
Mm-hmm.
And sign up for Community Connect. That was the other point I got. So, those were some of the highlights.
That's great. Thank you for attending that. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. I knew you weren't going to be there. So.
Well, that meeting would have been 2:30 in the morning, so that probably wouldn't have worked so well.
And where were you when that meeting was going on?
I was still on the Isle of Man.
I thought so, because I was sitting next to Rick, and Rebecca Pirtle said, he's on the big water somewhere. And I leaned over to, and Rick looked at me, and I said, he's across the world. So I was right.
Yep, you were.
Okay, so now we will, unless Mary has a report. No. Okay, we'll move on to staff reports. Chris?
You already heard our update.
Okay.
That's pretty much what we've been focused on.
Yeah, just so, the entire focus.
It's been a lot.
Well, that's just so awesome.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah, it is really
exciting.
Yeah, good stuff.
Okay, Audra?
Yes, just really happy to have TJ on the team.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He hit the ground running and is already asking really good questions. You can tell this is his comfort zone. So it's really nice to have him on board.
Yeah.
And, you know, just thank all the staff. Tori has really, during, you know, our staff shortage and everything that's gone on, he's really kicked it in gear and stepped up, and I can't thank him enough for that. So he's really kept things going, and he's awesome. So
when I was picking up my husband the other night, and I was sitting there waiting for the ferry to come in, I kind of watch sometimes as the staff walks across. You can always wave at me. I'm sitting over there waiting for Sperry. But as you guys walk across, you know, I just kind of follow you across the parking lot, you know, or whatever. And Tori walked over, and he was talking on the phone with somebody, and he walks by the shop, and he tries the doors before he walks away. I thought, oh, yeah, what a good guy. You know, he was making sure everything was locked up and
secure,
tight.
Yeah.
It was very, I don't know, I just found it sweet.
Yeah. Keeping everything safe and secure.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah, really good job. And covered a lot of ground. I mean, you know, we've been without, you know, shorthanded for 8 months. So, that's a long time to go without being fully staffed. And I'd say everybody really stepped up to be able to fill that void as much as possible. And Tori especially did a really good job. So, and a lot of weekends and evenings and being on call and taking calls. So it's
an Audra.
An opportunity. Don't take it for granted. It's a good thing.
Right.
And also, you know, everybody, Marvin, and Austin, and Joe, everybody really does a good job. Mitch, Alien Rose, for sure. I don't have anything.
Okay. Okay. Our next regular meeting is going to be Wednesday, July 31st. Mm-hmm. We had some discussion on that because we're going to be at a conference the week that it was originally scheduled for.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved it back a week to Wednesday, July 31st, 2024 at 1 p.m. Will TJ be able to make it to that one so we can introduce him to the world, sort of?
Yep, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, those are his days off, but
We already talked about moving something around.
Okay. And it will be here, hybrid meeting. So can someone tell me what time it is?
It is 7:10.
I have a motion to adjourn at 7:10.
Yep, I so move that we adjourn.
Wow. I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
7:10, that maybe is a record.
Thank you for coming, Mark.
Yeah, that was great, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
So do I just hit stop on this, Chris?
Yeah.
I'm hitting stop.
Full disclosure, I told Steve, I gave him my word.
Yes.
I would be at the KCHC meeting at about 9:30 that night. You know, something's bugging me. And I'm looking at my oven. I said I was supposed to be at the KCHC meeting tonight.
I would have really appreciated that because the panic look on my face when I should have asked somebody.
I've had that.
And I just wasn't, it had been a really long day.
I should have mentioned it too.
I wasn't prepared at all.
I dropped the ball. That's all there is to it. Apologize.
And my shoulder was still bothering me, so I was just.
I hit stop.
All right.
Okay,
we can sign. No, it didn't.
Yeah, yes.
And I did talk through with Mary and the questions she had on.